DHS Chief Alejandro Mayorkas seeks to kill Lack and Riley Act. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 12, 2025. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Undersecretary Alejandro Mayorkas is reportedly attempting to kill the Lack and Riley Act, a bill that requires the DHS to take illegal aliens who have been charged, arrested, or convicted for crimes such as theft, larceny, burglary or shoplifting into custody. Pablo Manriquez, a news reporter, wrote in a post on X that sources at DHS were informing him that the cost of the Lack and Riley Act was estimated to be between $20 to $30 billion. Manriquez added that the DHS sources had cited a $7 billion figure just for beds before the mandate's costs on local law enforcement. The post from Manriquez came in response to an article shared by Steph Kite, a political reporter with Axios. In the article from Axios, it was revealed that federal immigration officials had warned that they may need to detain roughly 60,000 people and require billions of dollars and thousands more detention beds. As Breitbart News's John Binder previously reported, at the beginning of January the House of Representatives passed the Lack and Riley Act, despite receiving opposition from 159 Democrats. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, has been one of the Democrats who has supported the Lack and Riley Act. ICE reported tens of thousands of migrants with criminal records, homicide or sexual assault, Fetterman wrote in a post on X. Fetterman added that 425,000 migrants have criminal records in total and should be deported. I support a secure border. I support a legal path for Dreamers. I support the Lack and Riley Act, Fetterman continued. The Lack and Riley Act is named after Lack and Riley, a 22-year-old nursing student who was murdered on February 22, 2024, in Athens, Georgia, by Jose Antonio Ibarra, an illegal alien who had been released into the United States. In November 2024, Ibarra was convicted on all counts of murdering Riley. Breitbart News's Bradley J. previously reported that 33 Senate Democrats had voted with Republicans in order to clear a key procedural hurdle on the Lack and Riley Act.